It's the Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
Jay! Jay! Hey! My headset's f***ing.
Text or call the show at 916-339-1140. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports 1140.
Oh, good morning. Oh, that's a close-up. Well, that's fine. I'm comfortable enough in my skin to have a close-up of my farmer-tanned body. Good morning. Good morning and good morning. Hi, how are you? Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars back from his babysitting soiree. Not really a baby, let's be honest, you know, a kid sitting. Might get some sprinkles on your way to work, make sure you prepare. I look at the weather because it's great. 77's your high today. Although back in the 90s this weekend, hey, is this going to be our last hurrah?
What a tease. Really enjoyed the last 3 days.
Yeah, it really has.
It was so good.
It's what the weather should always be like.
Wake up, skin's not dry.
Nope. Or wet because you've been sweating.
Exactly.
Good morning, Kevin, Paul, Mike, and Peo, everybody.
Why can everyone say good morning correctly except Paul?
I don't know.
Like, Paul just rolls in. I'm so cool. Sup.
Sup.
Sup. Paul.
That's probably an age thing.
Think so?
Yeah, you know.
Are you calling him old?
I'm saying he's trying to hold on to the night. Hold on to the memories.
Hold on to the youth.
Richard Marks used to say. How was your sitting?
It was excellent. I mean, I still got up at 4 to help produce the show.
Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. So it's not like I got to take advantage of like any extra sleep or anything, but it's fine. It's first time I've taken Isaiah to school in God, I don't know how long.
That's good though.
So no, it was a very enjoyable morning with the small child.
I miss taking the kiddos to school. That's
it's a good time.
It's a good time. It's a bonding time.
Yeah, and it's what's nice about his school is like we take him there early so he can have breakfast. He likes to socialize. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit in like the parent car circle thing because 85% of parents don't take their kids to school early. They take them like with 5 minutes before the bell rings.
That's right. They drop them off. And the circle is always fun. I would always drop the kids off before and be like, you can walk the rest of the way. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it's just, so, you know, you pull up. I'm like, wow, this is comforting. Mm-hmm. This is nice. This is pleasant.
I did the picking up usually because of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And because the school was, it was literally around the corner from our house. But I would drive and get them when they were too young to walk home. And former Fox 40 sports anchor Mark Dembski lived literally right across from the school. I would. I think you remember this. I would drop a bottle of tequila off at his house once every couple months on the front step in exchange for.
Would even knock on the door and say hi.
Sometimes I would, but Mark, who I've known for decades and love, it's one of those where you need to have a few minutes set aside.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Mark's a talker.
Listen, that's why he's in the business.
As I say, most personalities are,
and many times it was a great talk. Sometimes though, just in and out, So I bribed him with liquor to use his driveway. It worked out okay. Well, I'm glad you're back.
And, thank you.
Thanks to Whitey Gleason and Nate and everybody yesterday for helping out and making what some say is the best show we've had in years.
Wow.
Yeah,
Say that. Well, I will be leaving.
I know.
Jeez, man.
I don't agree, actually.
Jason and me are just, wow, okay.
Well, Jason's having a great time with his friends out in.
Jason's slumming it up in New York.
He's having a fine old time.
Those broadcaster meetings do probably have to have many of store.
I would imagine so. I'm sure.
After everyone.
We'll hear a couple as we're just 12 days away from Kings basketball.
We are 12 days away from basketball.
Yeah, isn't that that's quite
interesting. Is it me?
Oh. Is it what? No, go ahead.
Has it just seemed like this has been the longest summer to get to basketball in recent memory?
Yes, for many, many reasons.
And
there's a buzz. The buzz. We need to get
The buzz.
We need to get some sweepers and some. More. Imaging.
By the way, more buzz from national media.
More buzz.
Zach Lowe hopped on the bandwagon yesterday on his podcast.
The Kings are the surprise team du jour this year.
Yeah. That can't mean anything bad's going to happen.
No. get behind the bus.
What is going on here?
Went to Roger Waters last night. Roger Waters.
His house?
Yeah, I went to his house. We hung out. Founding member of Pink Floyd. It was a last-minute offer from Matt Vieira used to work.
Where was he at?
Building. Where was Matt at?
Yeah.
He was
no,
at the
where was Rog?
Golden One Center.
Okay, I did not know this.
First off, I'd never experienced this before. We got there. The show was supposed to start at 8 o'clock. We walk up at 8:05, and there were lines around the block. So I don't know what happened last night. Something happened to Golden One, like a computer broke or something, because they had to delay the show a half an hour because
really?
Nobody could get you couldn't get in.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, lines were wrapping from all entrances, just wrapping around the block. It was mayhem. It was madness, I say.
You say something like the computer broke, which is a perfectly logical thing to think, especially with all the, you know, technological advances.
Yeah.
It was probably something dumb, like
yeah, right.
the brats weren't ready or the beer wasn't cold.
Well, one thing that I noticed is, and thank God, this is where men should never complain because we have it so much better than women. I saw a number of women turned away at the front of the line they waited an hour to get to because they had their purse was too big. And I'm not ripping Golden One here because they did have people with these little signs that said your purse must be this size or smaller. Not everybody's going to notice that, but they had a number of
people. Nor does everyone carry a tape measure to make sure that it's good regulation.
But I just couldn't imagine getting to the front of the line.
Oh, I'd be so angry.
And then you got to go back to your car and you got to do the whole thing over again because your purse is too big. Now, I don't, you know, it's, anyways.
Also, ladies, bring a clutch.
I'm not going to advise them on anything to do, but
I will.
You go ahead. So this was another example of a classic. You know, he's 70-something years old. We don't know how many more tours he's going to have. I'd never seen him. I'm not a diehard Pink Floyd fan, but I could easily name off 10, 20 songs that I've enjoyed over the years, and I recognize their place in musical history. So you it's like a relic rolling through. You gotta watch. So it was another one of those older people doing shows. And he opened up with this song, a very famous song, Comfortably Numb. And as many aging rockers will do, you hear how he's singing it, right? This is, you know, okay. So Roger Waters.
It didn't sound like this is what you're telling me.
Okay, so you hear his tone. I'm not exaggerating. Anyone at the show last night listening knows I'm not. It was, there is no pain, you are receding.
See, that's the thing when you say the relics are rolling through.
It was tuned so low. And, you know, John Bon Jovi is a great example of this. He can't hit the high notes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now Richie Sambora is gone, so he's really screwed because Sambora covered for him. So everything is tuned down so far so these guys can hit these notes. Well, this is his show open, and there's a lot of visuals and some cool stuff, a big screen, all that. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, my God, why even tour, dude? Like, this
yeah,
is sad.
Yeah, it's really hard to see the legends, especially, because you'll always have this image of them doing what they do
right.
best.
What they do best.
And then when you see it in person,
it's
just like, it's painful.
It is. It's Jerry Rice on the Broncos.
Yeah, it's painful,
really,
man.
Painful. Here's what I didn't understand. I don't remember what the second song was. I don't. But it was a different song with a higher register, right? So he finishes this, the whole thing. I thought maybe halfway through he'd go up and lights would explode and he'd sing it, you know, the way it should. Didn't happen. Next song comes, higher register even than this one. Hits every note effortlessly. The high notes, the low notes, hits every note. It's tuned perfectly.
Well, maybe now he's just, you know, he's picking his pitches.
Right, and I'm like, you're choosing Comfortably Numb, the opener of
picking
your show.
Shots.
That's what you're tuning down? Anyways, I knew the show was going to be interesting when it started out with a black screen and just typing across while he's reading, he's narrating. And at one point he says, and if you're one of those people that says, I'm not here for Roger Waters' politics, well, kindly F off and go to the bar. But he didn't say that. You know, he said the word, right? You want to talk about political show? Oh, my God. And he, I mean, pretty much every president since Ronald Reagan at one point was on the screen making a speech during in between songs. And underneath it just says war criminal. and then what they did. Like, he does not hold back. And I mean, no, we're talking Reagan, Biden, Trump.
Sure.
Like, he didn't hold back on anybody. This was not a...
This was not a bipartisan or a partisan show,
excuse me. Well, yeah. Anyway, there was a full thing and then an intermission. We left after the first intermission. because I only knew like one song. I saw the set list in the second one. Here's my question as we go to break, because I worry about this the older I get. I go to, you know, a couple concerts a year. Jay, it was incredibly too loud.
Oh, boy.
Now, on the surface, of course you're thinking the same thing that I'm thinking.
It's too loud.
But I started talking to people around me. And I'm like, listen, is it just me? It's uncomfortably, like, tickle your eardrum. It's so loud.
No, that's not good.
And you have to kind of, my theory is that he's so old that he
has. That's probably, between that and, like you said, if he's tuned down on some, he's going to obviously want it to make sure everyone can hear him.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was probably
necessary, but to your point, it just kind of goes back to the initial point, like, why are we touring?
It was just uncomfortable, dude. And then we get in the car on the way home, and the ears are still ringing. I'm sure if you're a hardcore Pink Floyd, Roger Waters fan, you loved it.
According to Paul, he's 79.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
God bless him.
And Paul, same age.
Glad I went, hey, well, there you go. Paul identifies. But he had a ton of energy. Honestly, went the whole
That's
show.
That's good,
then. Was fantastic. My guess is before the show, he stopped by and saw my good friends at American Energy, and maybe he talked to them about a new HVAC system. Now I imagine Roger Waters probably lives in Stafford on Avondale or something.
No, he lives over actually off Madison Avenue.
Oh, does he? Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe he's still in England. Either way, it's air conditioning and heating needed whether you're in England, whether you're here. Now, I don't think American Energy services England. I do know they service Sacramento. They're a 916 company since 1981, been helping everybody here locally. And now that we are not quite out of summertime yet, not quite out of the heat, but we're rounding the corner and down the stretch we come into wintertime. Take advantage of their $2,500 off offer on a new HVAC home system installation. 0% financing. Payment plan options available. There is no reason to keep putting off making your home a place of comfort for you and your family. Now, the offer expires at the end of this month. Don't wait. Call today at 916-520-9990 or visit AmericanEnergyAir.com. Look, you want to replace that HVAC system? Okay, let me rephrase that. Nobody wants to replace their HVAC system. Nobody wakes up and goes, I'm going to replace my HVAC system. That's what I'm looking forward to. But you probably may very well need to. And it can save you money in the long run. Don't screw around. Contact American Energy. Don't get messed with by the other guys, the corporate guys. 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990 or AmericanEnergyAir.com. Tell them your buddy Carmichael Dave sent you. Big flies, not those kind, in New York. Buster, the owner, and the countdown to Kings basketball continues. We've got leading off for you next.
You ask for more 49ers coverage and Sacktown Sports 1140 listen.
Let's go Niner game.
Get all the latest 49ers news and notes online at sacktownsports.com. Plus, make sure to follow us on IG at Sacktown 1140 for Emil Fragoso's live post-game show following every game.
That is what we expect out of the Niner game.
Niners win!
Your home for the most 49ers coverage in Sacramento.
Sacktown Sports 1140.
Let's do it.
It's time for Leading Off.
Brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal in Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
Is this one of my things here? Let's see. See if I can do it. No. Has to be in what program? PC is up. It was my thing. Okay. Props to me, though, for recognizing
it. For working through it.
Working through it without hitting anything. Here we go. Cut number one.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on that. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgian blast. His 60th home run of the year. Wow. All rise. There comes the judge.
I won't say who.
But I know who.
we had a colleague come in and talk to us.
A fellow Bonnevillian.
Right before the show. And it's like, Why can't the Yankees get a better play-by-play voice? Have you heard that call? It's just horrible. And we're like, well, Michael Kay? No, the guy says a Judgian blast. What does Judgian even mean? And I do think it's one of those, I mean, talking about the great John Sterling. It's one of those, like, if you're a Yankee fan, you adore John Sterling. Sure. If you're not, you're like,
I mean, I'm in that boat. I don't understand. I get it. John Sterling's been calling Yankee games since Mantle. But right. as far as actually, like, if we're judging his calls being good, bad, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's definitely where people, longtime announcers, people that root for those teams fall in love with them. I felt that way about Ralph Lawler with the Clippers. Like, Ralph Lawler called Clippers games, I want to say, for what, 40 years?
Yes.
I never thought Ralph Lawler was a very good announcer.
No, I agree with you. And I think the best way I could probably try to help folks out with that is, I guarantee you on League Pass, there were a number, more than like two, a number of basketball fans that were watching their team play the Kings at some point and going, who is this hick? Hippity hop to the barber shop? What is that? Is this their announcing crew? This is terrible. And of course, they're referring to Jerry Reynolds because that, for us, better not say that anywhere near us.
God.
We will cut you.
Although I do feel like Jerry and Grant were always considered a top five duo. You know, you'd see the people put out those,
yes,
like
Zach Lowe did it all the time.
So I don't know if Jerry's the best reference just because there were some good stuff there. But to your point, there were probably people that were just kind of very befuddled.
Sure. Or
if they tuned into a Kings game.
Even a Grant, they'd be like, what do you mean you don't like Kings back? What? Mm-hmm. Put him in the book. And say, what does that even mean? To us, it was like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, every.
For us, it's like, hey, stupid. It's
right.
The stat book. You put the basket in there, and now you get to go the line. Free throw.
Right.
Idiot.
Of course, nowhere is anybody saying, What is this? He's got the bucket. Like, because that's a perfect line.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are. It's the perfect line. Mm-hmm. You can't fade it. So lay off of John Sterling. Golly. Aaron Judge, number 60. You know, we'll talk about that today, I guess. Also, Giancarlo Stanton's like,
game winner, grand slam.
Never mind. We got to talk about that. We also got to talk about this MVP in the AL thing is.
You're really fired up about that.
It's a fun argument. There's very few things. I don't care about baseball a lot this year, but the things I do care about, I care about. We'll get to that in a little bit. As a matter of fact, we'll get to that at 6:43. Number two.
Cut number two.
As you know, I'm here today announcing that I'm retiring. A lot of you out there probably know my first instinct is not to run and get behind a microphone. But as I thought about what I wanted to say today, I realized that it's such a unique opportunity to publicly thank so many people that helped me get here, helped me stay here, and fulfill a lifelong dream playing Major League Baseball.
That's Buster Posey retiring. Why are we playing Buster Posey retirement stuff?
Because he's coming out of retirement.
I mean, Buster Posey is now a baseball owner. That's right. Buster Posey has himself a piece of the San Francisco Giants. Very, very Kings-esque is the Giants ownership structure. He joins a group of 30 that have stakes in the Giants, not like a vampire stake. But you get it. They did not reveal Posey's share. the Giants valued around $3.5 billion. That's the fifth highest in baseball. According to Greg Johnson, the chairman of the Giants, quote, he's putting his real money in at that high value, which I think shows his commitment to the organization, his belief in baseball. In general, you know, interesting thing about the
also be joining the board of directors, which I do that to me is more the
yes,
he won't be absentee, I think, put it that way.
You know, and here's another thing about the Giants, which is true. I just spoke to, and again, it's a very Kingsian ownership group, and Greg Johnson is the chairman of that group. I am a diehard lifelong Giants fan. I think you could put 100 diehard lifelong Giants fans in a room, and I think maybe three would have been able to say, oh, Greg Johnson's the chairman of the. I like pointing stuff like this out, that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You should not really, maybe you know who the owner is by name or the chairman, but you don't, You don't know them. They're
you don't see him posing in pictures with players all the time on social media.
Now you're Billy Joel starting the fire is what you're doing. Now, I didn't say that.
I didn't start a fire.
There's nothing wrong
I'm adding color to your analogy.
Channeling your youth and, you know.
I didn't say there was.
Oversized jerseys. You wonder why I'm not stoked on this season. It's like getting a new batch of cookies.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring you down.
Yes, you did.
You know, you came
you know
in a good
going.
Mood this morning.
Is why people
You've
hate
You've been
me.
In a good mood, and I brought you down.
You're trying to make a new batch of cookies every year, and you still got the same moldy chocolate chips, and you're excited because you bought a new thing of flour.
But at least they're chocolate chips.
They're moldy chocolate chips. Number three.
Cut number three.
Keegan Murray, because he's going to be on a playoff team.
Ooh.
The Kings are going in the streak.
All right.
Have the best record of all them rookies. So Keegan Murray is going to be your rookie of the year.
National media just singing praises to your Sacramento
Kings. The adored Sacramento Kings.
Keegan Murray, 12 days. 12 days. Until Giants Lakers. And of course, we'll have that coverage for you right here on Sacktown Sports 1140. We'll start ramping up our conversations. Media Day. When is Media Day? Is that
Monday?
Monday.
We will be out there. Well, we being you and Jason. Cattles and Rami will be out there. They'll be broadcasting live 3 to 4:30. We'll be talking to players.
What are Jason? Have we nailed down what Jason and I will be doing out there?
Recording interviews for the next day.
Okay. Will we be in the Sacktown Sports 1140 corner?
The booth.
The booth.
Not Calvin.
We'll be in the Sacktown Sports 1140 chair.
Wear your polo.
Yes. The new polo.
The gray polo.
Oh, God. I better nail down where that is.
Yeah, you might want to find that one.
Maybe Monday will be a throwback day.
Not preferred, but.
Oh, no, I got you. Media Days on Monday. We'll have all that coverage for you. Nobody will bring you the coverage of the Sacramento Kings on the inside and out better than us, and that's not bragging. That's just facts. So, hey, as we count up, yes, we'll yell, we'll scream, we'll argue, and then we'll have games, and that'll be neat, and we'll overreact.
82 of them.
82. That's the rumor in the meantime. Well, let's start with this. Canada. Oh, Canada. They lift their vax requirements. What's this going to mean for the NBA and more? We'll talk about that after this.
Your home for the most comprehensive 49ers coverage.
Debo, Bosa, to our very own Armstead.
The 49ers Authority, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Your local sports leader. You know they've been here for a combined 50 years. The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports 1140.
Chat room on the YouTube. Go to Sacktown Sports 1140's YouTube page. It's, of course, fired up with all the topics we've brought up today. Nope, wait, they're going over best bands of all time. Because that's what they do, and you just kind of let them run. Mike says it perfectly, by the way. You have two people in this world, the people that say Elvis was the greatest and the people who swear the Beatles are. And you know what? I can't really argue with that. It's kind of like
a generational thing, though,
I guess.
For sure.
Like, I never really got Elvis.
Yeah, not for me.
Elvis is kind of in my Bob Dylan, Springsteen. Like, I get it.
I get Springsteen, and I enjoy Springsteen.
I enjoy some Springsteen. I acknowledge Bob Dylan was an amazing writer.
I think Bob Dylan's lyrics were great. I think Bob Dylan's folky delivery just couldn't do it.
No, he's the Billy Corgan of Bob Dylan's.
Also, isn't it funny when you look at the YouTubers and who they put as their favorite bands? It's like it all fits. Like Paul loving Arcade Fire is just.
I thought that was Samuel in there. He listed his five and he goes, God, I swear Arcade Fire was in there.
Because Paul had Arcade
was
Fire.
It Paul?
Because I saw it and I was like, you would like Arcade Fire.
Oh, here we go. Samuel goes, my top five bands, Pink Floyd, Arcade Fire.
So two Arcade Fires?
I guess. Pearl Jam, Fleetwood Mac, and Led Zeppelin. And it's like, I'm not going to say anything about anything, but like it's almost like one of those kids is doing his own thing. Like, yeah. No disrespect to Arcade Fire, but really? Like Beatles, Elvis, Mozart, Panic at the Disco and Panic the Rolling Stones.
Disco.
And everyone needs to lay off of Coldplay at some point. At some point, Coldplay is going to get the credit they deserve.
You need to lay off of Coldplay.
Listen, I don't go around waving my Coldplay flag, but the best-selling band in this millennium. And I understand that that doesn't equate too great, but go see them live a few times like I have. I'm not trying to say they're the greatest band ever or anything. I'm just saying the whole 40-year-old virgin really ruined Coldplay is what for a lot of people.
Did they ruin Coldplay or did they expose Coldplay?
No, they didn't expose Coldplay. You know what? It's like you either listen to Coldplay or you hear Coldplay. All right? You gotta give it a shot. Not so much the new stuff. Canada.
Speaking of Coldplay.
They're dropping the vaccine. Well, yeah, hockey. Mm-hmm. Wintertime, exactly. Well done. They're dropping the vax requirement for people who enter the country. Sounds like that'll happen by the end of this month, which there's only like 9 days left. So very, very soon. In order to enter the country right now, the government currently requires a person to have received a second dose or one dose of the Johnson & Johnson before entering at least 14 days before. Looks like that's going to happen. So in baseball, unvaxxed players have been placed on the restricted list during their team's games in Toronto. They don't get paid. They don't accrue service time, according to an agreement in the NBA. Teams were informed via memo last month. Players still need to have either a vax or a medical clearance in order to play games. The majority of NHL players, by the way, were vaccinated last year. Todd Bertuzzi of the Red Wings is one of the guys.
Going back to the NBA thing, though, are they still going to enforce that despite Canada?
No, that'll drop. They did that because they had to. We got to move on, but... I'm sorry, Paul weighs in. Bob Dylan was an underrated songwriter. What?
Underrated?
Underrated.
I think he's rated just
literally
fine.
On every list. And I'm not a Dylan guy,
Neither am I.
Acknowledge it. On every list of greatest songwriters ever.
It's always Bob Dylan.
Top five, you're going to find Dylan, and then probably McCartney and Lennon are going to be in there, and then whoever. Everyone, literally every.
This is why Paul bothers me.
Golly. And thanks, Paul, for pointing out he and I are apparently the same age.
Okay.
But there's physical age and there's, you know.
Right.
I mean.
Can I look like a stunning ute like you?
Paul's 82 years old.
That goes Arcade Fire shows.
Bob Dylan is an underrated songwriter. I need that shirt. Nick Chubb. You know what?
There's an underrated running back.
There's an underrated
running
back.
Can we agree on that?
Toiling away in Cleveland. Was tremendous at the University of Georgia. All he's done is come in and play a ton of games and score a bunch of touchdowns and has Kareem Hunt stealing snaps from him and still managed to score three touchdowns on Sunday.
I think he's stealing snaps. I think he's actually giving some much needed time off during the game.
All I'm saying is that if Kareem Hunt, if it was Jeff Wilson Jr. backing up Nick Chubb, he'd probably have even more carries and even more numbers.
I agree.
So Nick Chubb scored three touchdowns on Sunday in that crazy loss to the Jets, including this one in the fourth quarter.
Schwartz wide to the right from the Jet 12. Brissett takes the snap, gives it to Chubb, takes it left, takes it outside, got the corner, 10, 5, cut back, touchdown! He's got a hat trick! Take off your hat and throw it out there for Nick Chubb!
Hey, three touchdowns for Nick Chubb. They're up big time.
There's no way you can find anything wrong with scoring a touchdown.
No,
it's football.
It's fantastic stuff.
Jump.
Exactly. Well, as you know, the Jets came back and won the game. Nick Chubb had media availability yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
I probably shouldn't have scored right there, honestly, looking back at it. It cost us the game. A lot of things went wrong. Not just one thing, but collectively as a unit, as a team, we could have all did things different, but... I mean, it's only a problem because we didn't win, you know, so I probably should have went down.
What? He expanded a little bit on that.
I mean, yeah, I probably shouldn't have scored right there, honestly, looking back at it. It cost us the game. A lot of things went wrong. Not just one thing, but collectively as a unit, as a team.
He said the same thing. They just labeled it as a different clip. Okay. When Nick Chubb scored, that put the team up 30-17. With a minute 55 to play, they were up 13 points at home against the New York Football Jets.
Mm-hmm.
with a minute 55 to play in the fourth. Nicholas, my guy, who I love. I do love Nick Chubb.
Great name.
You have nothing to apologize for.
At all. That should have been the icing on the cake.
It was. And then the Browns franchise flipped it.
And then Joe Flacco, as he's done his whole career,
dude,
out there with under 2 minutes in the fourth to lead the Jets back. Absolutely not on Nick Chubb. At all.
In any way, shape, or form. I get the leadership.
There's leadership, but I forgot who we were talking about earlier in the week where it was like, I think it was, you know, Derek Carr out there taking those licks, you know, in the post game, always taking it on himself.
Right.
I like that, but I also feel like part of being a good leader is being able to constructively point out the flaws with your team. And so going out there and basically saying, yeah, me putting the icing on the cake with the touchdown and putting us up 13 with less than 2 minutes was a bad thing.
Yeah.
Dude. No.
No.
I don't feel like that's good leadership.
In what world are you when Nick Chubb scored, okay? The Cleveland Browns had a 99.9%, I'm looking at
right.
it, win probability with, what do we say, a minute 55 left. And the only reason it wasn't 100% was for reasons like that. Right? Then the line on the graph goes straight up
mm-hmm.
in one of the most improbable comebacks in NFL history.
By the Jets,
by
of all teams.
The Jets. Hey,
Tom Brady back there.
Not the Bucs, not the Pack.
Not the Chiefs.
No.
Not the Bills.
The Jets on the road.
Jets in Cleveland.
You know, one thing I haven't seen, and I'm surprised, and I'm sure it's out there. Here's what I want to know, and I know it's out there. If you'd have put $100 on the Jets winning straight up the moment after Nick Chubb scored, what would you have won? What were the odds? Like, seriously, 10 grand? Would you have won 10 grand off that $100? I'm not joking. It could have been something.
The British monarchy. That's
right.
What you would have
won. You get
won.
The whole thing. Yes. You get Buckingham Palace. A couple of the Rolls Royces. Yeah, Nick, no reason to apologize whatsoever. Aaron Judge, he has no reason to apologize. He goes yardy. Channels the babe and gets some help. But is he the MVP? That's our favorite sports argument. We'll talk about it next.
Get your 49ers fix every week with the Return of the Empire podcast, featuring Jay Mars and 49ers insider Emil Fragoso.
Let's go, Niners!
At SacktownSports.com.
Your local sports leader.
Stimulating conversation about kitchen gadgets and baseball cards.
I think that's really crazy interesting.
It's the Carmichael Day Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports 1140.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on that. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgy and blast. His 60th home run of the year. Wow. All right. Here comes the Judge.
I don't know if you heard this or not. Aaron Judge hit a home run last night.
What?
Yeah. Number 60.
That's a lot.
That was John Sterling on the call.
Sterling.
And
fielders on the left side for Judge. And here's the 3-1. Drill deep to left field. There it goes. Number 60. Slide over, Babe. You've got some company. Aaron James Judge has tied George Herman Babe Ruth with 60 home runs.
Yeah, so.
Better call.
It was. We were messing with
who
Michael
was that,
K. the other day.
Is that Michael K? K.
Yeah, okay. It was better call. Very good call. And then the tweet right above, I'm getting this off of Twitter, the tweet right above it from some lady named Stacy. I'm hoping John Sterling gets laryngitis and misses calling Judge's 61st and 62nd. I'm a lifelong Yankee fan, and I'd hate for his call to be used for all eternity. I never could stand his style. That's a little rough.
Okay, John's a little old. Laryngitis could really do some damage to him. We're not hoping for that.
So Judge hit 60.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Before, because I know we're going to MVP talk. There was somebody angry about this last night.
Who?
Your man friend, Daron Revell.
Why was he? Oh, was he angry at the people who caught it?
Well, what they got in exchange for it. So it was caught by a 20-year-old named Michael Kessler.
Yeah.
And the Yankees,
no relation to Walker Kessler, the rookie with it. Yeah.
So, obviously, the Yankees want the ball back. Kessler obliges. Do you want to know the deal he took?
I do, but I think the fans need to know.
The ball that tied Babe Ruth, this is Revell's own words. The ball that tied Babe Ruth was bartered for 4 signed baseballs, a signed bat, and a quick meetup with a judge to take some pictures. The most value part of the offer? The pictures, especially in today's social media era. The rest of the lot, worth $1,500 tops. Then he explains why the Yankees need to step it up for 61 and 62.
Yeah, and I saw the article, and of course this is going to be Revell. I'm a little split on this. The Disney in me says, you know what? This is what we want our youth to do. These college kids, you get a couple of signed things. By the way, one of the guys, first off, can we acknowledge that one of those guys caught the ball and brought his boys with him?
Yes.
Like, we caught. So that's already a bro move right there. Good for you, kid. Secondly, they don't hold Judge or anybody up for anything. They want some bats and probably got some tickets out of it and got whatever.
They didn't even, according to Revell.
They'll get
some,
you know,
balls, some pictures, and a bat.
Yeah. So the Disney in me says, you know what? That's awesome. That's awesome. Good for them. But then the realist in me is like, what are you doing? you're not like ladling soup at the kitchen for the needy. You're not. This is just you being. Give me a break. It's not like Judge is coming out of pocket with it. And by the way, if he was coming out of pocket with it, he's got the money.
Yeah.
You're college kids.
So do the Yankees, by the way.
You could probably, I wouldn't say you could buy a house with the money you'd get, but that money, let's put it this way, that's the type of money that gets wired.
Yeah.
You don't fold it. It gets wired digitally into your account. It's a big chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. But there's some people in this world that legitimately think that doing something like that is going to end up bringing you 10 times that in karma.
It's doing the right thing. And
but
we're
is
doing
the right thing
by the Yankees and Aaron Judge, it is. But I'm on the realist side of Dave. That's not doing the right thing.
No.
Make billion-dollar franchises pony up.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be that guy who has. Maybe I would be that guy that has professional coach. Maybe I do hire somebody going in to go, hey, what's it going to take? You don't want to overplay your hand.
Nah.
And the other thing there is, too, is how much leverage do you have? Is that ball ultimately, isn't it 61 or 62 that's going to be more valuable?
It'll be more valuable, right. But 60 still has value, especially in the New York area, tying Babe Ruth.
It'll have value. The tying, but the breaking, I think.
Put it this way, it has more value than $1,500.
Yeah, but that's what they did.
Oh,
hooray for them. By the way, you got to see Aaron Judge hit 60. Something else happened in that game, too, last night in the Bronx.
The 2-2. Swung on, drilled to deep left. That ball is going to be gone. A grand slam to win the game. A no one out. Bases loaded, grand slam, bottom of the ninth. And the Yankees have come back in the ninth inning with 5 runs to win the game 9-8. Stanton finally delivered a bullet line drive in the left field seats.
Okay. By the way, let's be fair here.
To win the game. That one's drilled to left field. Is it high enough? See ya! A walk-off grand slam, and the Yankees win! Judge hit 60, and the Yankees win in walk-off fashion!
I think Sterling did a lot better in that second call, by the way.
Yeah, neither call is ideal.
No, it's not. Giancarlo Stanton, formerly Mike.
MVP.
Giancarlo Stanton, who has been ice cold lately, batting like one something with two home runs in the last month, something like that. I don't know if you saw this home run.
I did.
I think they said it got 40 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say things like, oh, that's a laser shot. This was a line drive base hit that happened to go into the stands.
He just hit it so hard.
At about 700 miles per hour.
You're in the outfield. You see that baby coming. You're getting out of the way, right? You're not trying to catch that thing.
If I...
That'll take your arm off.
If I am in the stands and I see that ball coming towards me, I'm looking at my wife and I'm going, ah! And then I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to use my wife as a human shield. Sorry.
Okay, now that's not
nice. Is that bad? Is that not what you're supposed to do?
Wouldn't admit that on
the
radio.
About one of my kids?
That's fine.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wife has more value, brings more to the table financially. Yeah, like,
get a couple of season tickets.
Yeah. She doesn't.
Maybe sign
kids
back.
Kids cost way more. Like, come on. You got to be reasonable here.
So congratulate. What a night. By the way, and I will say this. I have no, I think New York City is a fine town and it's fun to visit. I have no rooting interest for any of the teams, obviously. I will say this. Walk-off home run when they play Sinatra, New York. That's fun. That'd be a fun thing to experience.
It's a gimmick, but it's a well-done gimmick.
It's a gimmick. It's one of our bucket list items, my wife and I, is we want to go to Madison Square Garden or Citi Field, and we want to see Billy Joel perform. He does these basically a residency there where he does all these shows that all sell out, by the way. And we want to be sitting in the stands. We talked about this during a cool summer evening. And when he breaks out the opening piano riff to New York State of Mind. Like, come on, dude. That I know that's an old man thing, but Billy Joel's before my time a little bit still. You got to acknowledge some of that stuff. We're running out of time here, and I don't want to just truncate this conversation. So we'll spill it over. The question now becomes, how is it possible that Aaron Judge doesn't win the MVP? By the way, he is in sole possession of first place in all three Triple Crown categories, including now batting average by 1 point. So we'll get to that at some point because Shohei Ohtani still has a heck of a case and might have a winning case there. In the meantime, there's a player on the market all of a sudden that is absolutely perfect for the Sacramento Kings. Jay and I rarely agree on anything. We agree on this. We'll tell you who and tell you how the Kings could get him. We'll do that next.
Live and past broadcasts of the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross and Cattles and Rami.
Interviews, podcasts, and more.
They all live on the Sactown Sports 1140 app. Download the app now in the App Store and Google Play.